Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Joe Connolly, here with producer Neil A. Caruso, with one of the most connected business owners we know, Peter Madonia, who returned to run his family bakery business in the Bronx after he had served as Mayor Bloomberg's chief of staff. So, Peter, how do you think the reopening that we are now beginning will go?
So I think there's a couple of phases of reopening. One of the challenges that New York City has that other states and other cities don't have is many, 5 million people a day move through our subway system. And I think there's, for good reason, real reticence to reopening that will once again require people to move through the subway system in large numbers. Another phase is in neighborhoods where people come by other means, cars or local shop locally, I think those neighborhoods can open more quickly. And I speak particularly about Little Italy in the Bronx because I know it so well. But I think there are other neighborhoods in the boroughs where retail stores can reopen because people are walking there or driving there or biking there. And I think that's a faster reopen.
So in a way, neighborhoods like Arthur Avenue in the Bronx that aren't that close to a subway station may do better than some businesses that are right outside of a station.
I think that's a, could be the reality in the short term. Neighborhoods like Arthur Avenue and other parts of the city that are where neighborhood retail, the stores are outside. It's al fresco shopping. You're not in a closed environment. You're walking the streets shopping and or visiting a restaurant. Most of the time is outside and, you go in the store and out of the store when you're purchasing, but you're really in open air. And I think that's a little bit of an advantage, again, as phased reopening happens. So those neighborhoods where people shop outside, not in malls, not in, big box stores where you're in confined space, I think can reopen more quickly as the numbers come down and as the health experts, start to think about reopening.
This may give new meaning, new power to the term shop local. Peter, what do you see, if any, similarities and differences between reopening businesses now compared to reopening businesses in a very different situation after 9/11 when you were there?
It's just, scale. The 9/11, first of all, there was a pall over the entire city because so many people died in 9/11 and it was so immediate, and it was an attack. It's, the coronavirus, while it is an attack in many ways, it's an invisible enemy. So there was all the emotion around 9/11 that I think had people a little bit stunned for a period of time. But it was localized. It was, Lower Manhattan. Once Lower Manhattan was sort of cordoned off and focused on, the rest of the city could start to reopen again with the understanding that we were now living in a different security world. But the NYPD stepped up really quickly in getting the city to feel safe as a place to go back to work, go back to dining, go back to shopping, et cetera. This is at a scale level that is just stunning. You know, it's every neighborhood in every part of the state and every neighborhood in every part of the country that is vulnerable. And so it really, it takes on a whole different meaning when you start to talk about shutting down at a scale level like this.
I want to go back to that and the government's response, because you worked as chief of staff for Mayor Bloomberg. But I want to go back for a second. What does this new normal look like for businesses on Arthur Avenue? I saw a story on CBS this week that retailers like Nordstrom are actually figuring out ways to change their businesses completely. For example, Nordstrom is saying if you try on shoes and don't buy them, those shoes have to be quarantined for 72 hours. So there must be a lot of considerations for these businesses that they've never thought of before. How should they start preparing?
Well, I mean, look, the one confidence I have is that entrepreneurs will figure out how to make their business work in whatever the new health context and rules and regs are, as long as there's clarity. What's most important is that the public officials, the health officials, through the public officials, provide clarity and a level playing field for the businesses out there. And I'm thinking particularly about the restaurants. What are the rules of the road? What can we do? What can't we do? And then I do have confidence that entrepreneurs will figure out what adjustments they have to make in their business, whether it's how they serve food, how they prepare food. And you know, I am starting to think about through the business improvement district in a place like Arthur Avenue, you know, we're primarily driven by people who come by car, right? Over 80% of our customers come from 10 to 40 miles away, both for the retail and for the restaurants. We've never closed the street down, and because we need the parking and the ingress and egress. But I'm starting to think about, you know, can we close it, do a hybrid and close it down in the evening so that the restaurants can increase their capacity on the street and on the curb. And so like starting, you know, we will come up with what the right thing for us is. And I think the city's got to have some flexible understanding that not every neighborhood is the same. Not every, you know, business district is the same, and let the business districts really start to innovate a little bit on how theirs works best in what a new normal looks like.
You're in a unique position here because you served in government under Michael Bloomberg, and you're also the owner of a family-run business. What is the government's role, and how can they work with the private sector here? Because this is something that we've never seen before, and we're in a recession here. We don't know how long this is going to last, even when things reopen.
Every business knows what is expected of it in terms of customer interaction, occupancy capacity, you know, masks, no masks, where you have and where you don't. And then I think they need to back off a little bit, the government, because none of them have made a payroll. So like, I don't want you telling me how to run my business. Tell me what the macro level rules are. And I, as an entrepreneur, will figure out how to make my business work in that context or not. And I think businesses will close because the occupancy issues are too dramatic in terms of their revenues. But I do have confidence in people who own and run businesses that they will figure out, as long as there is real clarity on what are the do's and don'ts.
Yeah, the path to the recovery will undoubtedly be difficult for some, but you know, new markets are emerging from this crisis, Joe.
Right, and we spoke the other day with someone who I think is relevant here, Carly Stein of Beekeepers Naturals. She has recently gotten her products into all Whole Foods markets across the country. So I asked her, how did she pull this off? And is there anything that she did that other business owners can do now to get sales going again, maybe to reinvigorate talks that they'd had late last year or early this year before all this hit? And she said, yes, absolutely. Even if you're a little bit down, refocus yourself, come up with a new, updated, upbeat, positive, optimistic business message.
Really think about your value prop. Of course, your value prop has changed with the time. Why is your company specifically important to consumers or businesses or whoever your customer is at this moment? How is it being supportive in light of what's going on? So adapt your pitch to modern times, and be able to really have a conversation about how you're supporting who your customer base is during this wild time in the world.
And Carly says, if you're a little discouraged right now, one way to boost your confidence is to determine if your business looks okay to you for the next 3 to 6 months. If you're okay for now, take that as a confidence boost and get back on the phone to some clients you haven't spoken with in a little while.
And Carly is a great example of how entrepreneurs are always looking for ways to adapt and do better. Many times it's just instinct. We're back now with Peter Madonia, third generation owner of Madonia Brothers Bakery on Arthur Avenue in Bronx's Little Italy.
Peter, at the nuts and bolts level that you're so good at, you've never wanted to close Arthur Avenue to cars. Now maybe you might. Is there parking in the next business improvement district over where people could walk from to Arthur Avenue and maybe also shop where they park a little farther away?
You know, we've done a lot of work in adding metered spaces in the neighborhood. It's never enough when it's busy. I will tell you that right now. And so that's why I say, you know, I'm thinking about it as a little bit of a hybrid, because in the daytime, we need all the parking we can get. And so I would never close Arthur Avenue during the daytime. The retail stores would be hamstrung by that dramatically. So is there some way to close it when the retail stores are closed? Most of them close at 6 o'clock and the restaurants are really at their peak. We're going to need the help of city government to just cooperate with us on that if and when we get to that point. But my point in saying this is, we will figure out what is right sized and right operationally for our neighborhood. What I don't want is the city to say one size fits all. We're just close the whole street down, close these streets down. People need to walk. Well, you got to be careful. Every neighborhood's different, and every neighborhood knows how the pulse of that neighborhood. So I think the things like bids and chambers of commerce and LDCs can be real assets in defining what's the right new reopening for that neighborhood and that central business district.
And for those who don't know, bids are business improvement districts in each neighborhood of the city, and they're in a way like a chamber of commerce for each city neighborhood. Peter, there's been so much talk about reinventing and pivoting. Have you already reinvented your family bakery business in any way?
We figured out how to make sure there's social distancing in the retail space that we have. But other than that, in my business, we haven't really had to do a dramatic pivot. Through the bid we did, like one of the first things we did when this broke was, we took out, you know, bids assess themselves money and they use the money to for things like security and sanitation. We took our sanitation workers who do street cleaning, and we pivoted them within days of the closing and the pause to start sanitizing the ATMs in the neighborhood, the door handles, the parking meters in the neighborhood, so that things people touch, we were trying to sanitize them at least once or twice a day using our sanitation workers. So this is my point about, like, we know how our neighborhood works. And so we pivoted very quickly there. And each of the businesses has in their own way pivoted. Some are doing curbside pickup. Others are managing lines differently. I have real confidence that the entrepreneurs in this town will make the adjustments and make the pivots they need when they know what the rules are.
Did you put up signs saying we're sanitizing twice a day? Did you promote that in any way?
We got a fair amount of television coverage for it, and radio and newspaper coverage for it when we first did it. That was with intent, because I wanted people to know we're paying attention. We realize what's going on, and we're going to do everything we can to make this as safe a place as possible for shopping. People have to shop to eat, and that is what we do, right? We feed people in that neighborhood, whether it's through the retail businesses or the restaurants. With the restaurants being closed, it was really focused on how do we make sure that our customers feel comfortable coming here and shopping. And so that was just one way. the our employees in all our businesses are constantly sanitizing inside the business. That's a sort of given for me. But, you know, doing it outside was a way to demonstrate that we recognize what the challenges are here, and we're going to do whatever we can in this community to make it as comfortable as possible for you to shop.
Peter, how are your employees doing?
They're tough as nails, I have to say. I mean, I have a lot of employees that have been with me 15 years, 18 years, 25 years. You know, they're all wearing masks. Some wear shields and masks. We have gloves that we change with every transaction. But they're great. I mean, they've been great. They're tough, and they know, I think they appreciate that we never closed, even at the onset of this, when business was probably 30% of a normal week. I just, pulled everybody together and said, look, we're not going anywhere. And I used an example, which has the added value of being true. You know, my grandfather started this business in 1918, right before the second wave of the Spanish flu pandemic.
Wow.
Man never said a word, never complained, never shut down. He went through the Depression. He went through World War II. So I said to them, we've been around a long time. We have history of even something like this. We're not going anywhere. If you're sick, I need you to stay home for 2 weeks. But other than that, don't worry about whether we have one customer or 100 today. We're all going to be here, and we're going to take care of each other. And sort of left it at that. And I think it sort of let everybody take a deep breath. Nobody's missed a day. And they've just done a great job.
Has business come up some in the last month or so, Peter?
Yes, if I had to clock it, I would say, the first probably 3 weeks were, I don't know, maybe 30, 40% of normal. We missed our big holiday Easter, which was probably 50% of a normal Easter. I want to just, because this is important to me, and one of the reasons I came back, this isn't just about, revenues and profits for me. This is also about the fabric of a vibrant neighborhood that has been around for 100 years and survived a lot. And I'm so focused on getting the restaurants reopened because they do add value to all our retail businesses. Customers come and eat and then shop. But it's really more about the pulse of that neighborhood. It is not the same neighborhood without the restaurants in it. And it's got so much vibe to it and so much energy when everybody's open and there are people are around and there's a buzz on the street. And, that to me is what is missing at this point. Less about the revenues, more about the fabric of a really great neighborhood.
That was just so great to hear. And when I hear you talk about the city allowing each neighborhood to run its own neighborhood, I can only imagine what a friend to smaller businesses you must have been when you were in City Hall. So keep it up, Peter. It's great to talk to you.
Thank you, Joe. Same here.
Thanks, Peter.
Stay healthy. Thanks, Neil. Ciao.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.